say what ho, this is Brian, call me Len Zeflin Gardner, coming to you from Ramelon Towers Dungeon Studio, back in the dungeon, as you can see on YouTube, in scenic Hespler, Ontario. You are listening to Ramelon Radio, episode 82. Ramelon Radio is the only dedicated Led Zeppelin podcast on this or any other known internets. Be sure to go to ramelonradio.com for all your Led Zeppelin news and any links I mentioned during the show. You can subscribe to Ramelon Radio through iTunes. Don't forget, go if you're at iTunes, leave a review. It helps them to notice us, and therefore possibly draws more people to the podcast. Which is more people leave reviews, more people notice us. Next thing you know, we're rich and famous. I'm rich and famous. I know it's just so not happening. Listen in on Spreaker, Spreaker.com, and if you're on Spreaker, follow Ramblin' Radio. Even if you don't listen to it there, and if you got 2 minutes, sign up for Spreaker. It's free. It's easy, and they don't send a bunch of junk emails to you and stuff. Just sign up and follow Ramblin' Radio. And you know, if we get 100 followers over there, then. They're associated with iHeartRadio. We can get this on iHeartRadio and really put it under a lot of people's noses. And also check us out at Ramble On Radio on YouTube. Follow Ramble On Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and at Ramble On Blog on Twitter. Happy New Year, everybody! It's a new year, 2015. This is January 1st. So this is the only drink I'm having tonight. Trust me on this, by the way. But cheers to a good year. That's Irish whiskey, by the way, and it's killing me right now. Oh, just not in the mood. Well, it didn't go overboard last night, but it's Christmas just goes and goes and goes. And you drink so many days. Not necessarily get liquored up, or you know, but you have two drinks here, a drink there. By the time New Year's Day comes, I'm just leave me alone. So if you're on YouTube, you see I'm back on the coffee here. That's the way it's going to go here. All right. So the intro, if you are not on YouTube and you heard the intro, Joe Cocker's A Little Help From My Friends with Jimmy Page and I believe Eric Clapton helping him out. That's at the Arms concert in 1983. So that was Jimmy's kind of foray back into the musical world, was the Arms concert of 1983. And Joe Cocker was there, and they played that song, which, of course, Jimmy also played on the original. And R.I.P. Joe Cocker died on December 22nd, age 70. And he'd been sick for a while. It sounds like he had lung cancer. And then on December 30, 1968, the first known recorded Led Zeppelin show, opening for Vanilla Fudge at Gonzaga University Kennedy Pavilion in Spokane, Washington. Someone brought a tape recorder to the show and captured Led Zeppelin, or as they were called in one of the advertisements for the show, Len Zeppelin. It was their fifth U.S. show, and early enough, the Plant introduces Dazed and Confused off an album that comes out in about 3 weeks on the Atlantic label. So that's the Gonzaga University show. And so we heard a little bit of How Many More Times from that, and a little bit of Joe Cocker from the Arms concert, Jimmy Page on guitar on that. A quick correction from last time. I did the 2 weeks ago, I did the What You Should Be Getting for Christmas type of thing, and I mentioned some charities, and I got this, I'm so bad on this, but I think I talked about Jamie Kennedy, and her name's not Jamie Kennedy, I was running off the top of my head. Which you should never do on this sort of thing. It's Jamie Walton. And the foundation is called the Wayne Foundation. As in Bruce Wayne. Don't ask me why they went with that name. It helps girls, underage girls, who are victims of trafficking and prostitution in the United States. This is not some third world country thing. This is girls in Georgia who get shipped across to Alabama on weekends to gangbang for somebody else's profit. And she was one of these girls, got caught in it. I mean, you know, she was like 14, 12 or 14 or something, and it just, her life snowballed to hell. She met with Kevin Smith from Clerks fame, the movie Clerks. And he's a writer, director, actor, and he suggested to her, this is after she was out of it, and I guess she was at some sort of function or another, and he heard her story and says, you need to start a charity. And she says, well, what can I do, right? And he says, well, I'll help you. And so it's Kevin Smith and Jimmy Walton run the Wayne Foundation. Jimmy Walton, not Jimmy Kennedy. Jamie Walton and Kevin Smith run the Wayne Foundation. If you're looking for a place to drop some money you still have left over from Christmas, the Wayne Foundation. That's I do try not to do this all year, but I got it wrong on the one before Christmas where I do throw out a couple of things like that, and I wanted to make dead sure I got it right. I found this on Facebook, and it was a Led Zeppelin quiz. I got 100%. No, I got one wrong, and it was a dumb wrong. Matter of fact, it was one of those things you click on it, and it grabs your answer before you say yes or no. And I clicked on it, and they went no. I knew the right answer, but I guess it's 9 out of 10 or whatever. So I thought I'd throw these questions out there anyway, and you guys should all get, if not 10, 9 sort of thing. So it goes, what band did Robert Plant sing with prior to his days with Led Zeppelin? And by the way, this was ABCD kind of thing, a multiple choice. So, and one of the choices was, look at me drawing a blank. Look at me drawing a blank on New Year's Day. More whiskey. Obs Tweetle. Was one of the bands that they had him listed as, and that's the correct answer. And 68% of the people who took the quiz got that correct. Which band was Jimmy Page a part of before Led Zeppelin? In brackets, the one Led Zeppelin formed from. And of course, the answer is the Yardbirds. 94% got that correct. Next question was, how long did it take the new Yardbirds, a.k.a. Led Zeppelin, to record their debut album? This is the one where I screwed it up. It's 18 hours or something like that. And I clicked on 30 hours first, and then I went, no, it's 18. It was one of these things, and by the time click and keep moving, and you can go back and correct it. And I my first instinct was the 30, and then I went, no, it's wrong. And something like 18, it's right around 18 hours. Here. When did the band change their name to Led Zeppelin? 36% got this correct. And I forget how they worded the questions, but I believe it was 1968 was the answer. I don't think it was, after their first tour or something like that. I think it was specifically 1968. And I think they gave like 1968, 1969, 1972, and 1975 as the answer. 36% got it correct. I'm guessing a lot of people clicked on 1969. Which Led Zepp song was the most played song in the history of album-oriented radio? 95% only got this correct. That's Stairway to Heaven. You probably shouldn't be taking a Led Zeppelin quiz if you got that one wrong, by the way. In which of these years did Led Zeppelin release no new material and do no concerts? And they gave 4 years. And 1974 is the correct answer. Didn't they do some concerts? I'm trying to remember. Didn't they go to Australia and stuff in 74? I thought they did some shows. 76, they released new material. 77, they released new material. 78, they did nothing, too. 78 was the right answer. I think it was 74, though. I think 74 was the right answer. Maybe 78 wasn't on the question. What was the name of Led Zeppelin's record label, the one they created? And the answer to that is Swan Song. What stopped the huge American tour in 1975? 73% got this correct. It is Robert Plant's car accident. When did John Bonham pass away? They gave the specific date, September, whatever it is, 1980. And in which year did Jimmy Page and Robert Plant do the MTV Unplugged show? And we know from listening to this podcast, that was 1994. So there, and 64% got that one correct. 74% got the John Bonham correct. And it was a specific date. Anyway, I just thought I'd pass it along. It was kind of fun. A little quiz on Facebook. And I passed. Oh, I passed. I would have had to give up the podcast to somebody else if I failed, I think. Considered shutting it down because I got one question wrong, actually. Considered shutting it down and saying, I guess I don't belong here. But there you go. So anyway, it is New Year's Day. It is 2014. Big year of 2015 coming. And so I wanted to go backwards just slightly, just a little bit over what we've talked about in the last year. And I'm not going to pull out audio clip because it's just me talking. And I could throw out an audio clip of me talking instead of having me talk. You know, we could do that. I don't see the sense in it. If I was talking to other people, it might make sense. And that would take a lot of time that I don't actually have. So we'll just do this straight up. So look back on 2014. I did 39 episodes here. So I've been doing this about 3 or 4 years, and that's easily the most episodes I've done. And it was towards late last year when I decided to start doing weekly instead of every other week, which was really being every third to fourth week. And I bet there was some of the years, well, we were at 82 and we did 39 last year. So half of our episodes almost we did last year. And it's ultimately that's 75% of the weeks you had a podcast to listen to, which I'm not horribly disappointed with. I'm aiming for 100%. You know, if I had it my way, I'd probably do 50 weeks. But there are weeks where it just falls to the wayside. There are weeks when on Friday I wake up and go, oh my God, I didn't do a podcast. It just happens that way. And interestingly, I looked at it. I only did 2 in July, we did 3 in August, and 1 in September. So basically through the summer months, it really fell off. And we did 6 over July, August, September, as compared to 33 over the other 9 months. That's probably 50% instead of 75%, right? And you looked at January, I did 4, and there was a number of 4s in there. Other than those 3 months, I kind of did 3 or 4 a month, pretty faithfully. Hello, and I'm back. You probably didn't know I was away, but I ran into a computer problem there, and I've been down for about 10 minutes sorting with it. And if you're on YouTube, this is probably going to just be 2 different YouTube videos, the first 15 minutes and the last, however long. But I just before it crashed, I was saying that, well, as you know, because there is no gap in your life, but I got to try and get myself back on track. That 39 episodes, a 75% ratio of the 39 episodes. And here's some of the things we talked about over the course of the year. This is really the significant stuff that happened. The big stuff was the remasters. In June, the first 3 albums were released. And we talked about that in episodes 62, 63, 64, and 66. 65, we kind of went into some other stuff revolving around Robert Plant's album and, I think, John Paul Jones being out with Dave Rawlings. So we didn't get to Led Zeppelin 3 until July, instead of covering it in June with the other two. But yeah, that was... And then, of course, in at the end of October, 4 in Houses of the Holy released, and we covered that material as well. I should have it down here. I forgot. I'll do it next time. I got the box set number 4 for Christmas. Sitting upstairs, I've listened to the Bane album. I haven't listened to the bonus album yet. Christmas is such a busy time sometimes, and there's always people around. And my son broke his feet, not foot, mark you, feet, plural. So he's been, you know, he's kind of in the living room. The living room is where everything happens, including I listen to records and he watches TV. He's kind of been plunked on the couch most of the time. I'm well versed in my Fresh Prince of Bel-Air episode-ish, because he's been marathoning that on Netflix. So I'm way up on my Will Smith Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which has, by the way, I laugh to say, Led Zeppelin collection. Carlton, the cousin, the son of the rich uncle he Will Smith goes to live with in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. His favorite song, always has he has a dance, he has a fancy dance, Arms Fly. And he usually does it to Tom Jones, It's Not Unusual, featuring Jimmy Page guitar. So it's kind of everywhere sometimes. If you're looking for it, if you got your nose to the Led Zeppelin grindstone, it turns up a lot. So yeah, the remasters were the big thing, as well as Robert Plant's solo album, Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar, in September. And in March, we also had Minibus Pimps, Cloud to Ground was released. So we had five Led Zeppelin albums re-released, plus a solo album by Robert Plant and a Minibus Pimps album by John Paul Jones. And of course, we talked about all that. That was the big stuff this year. That really was. And then Jimmy did his book release in late October /November, and went and seen him at the 96th Street Y in New York City with a bunch of other Zeppelin fans. Hi, Beth. Amongst others. Beth's the one I know who listens and follows along. So that's what, that was the big stuff. That was like the new out stuff sort of thing that was released. But that's, you know, that's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 episodes out of 39. So we had to kill some, space on the other 31. And I just wanted to go over some of this stuff that, in January, of course, Jimmy Page turned 70. And it was also the 45th anniversary of Led Zeppelin 1. In January of last year. So it's been 45 years this band has been doing what they do, really. 46, 47 years now if you go back to 1968, but realistically, 68 was getting their feet wet stuff. It all started in 69. We also celebrated the anniversary, 35th year anniversary of Nebworth, the first and second, and as well, the same month, In Through the Outdoor, 35 years since In Through the Outdoor and Nebworth, Led Zeppelin's last studio album, not including Coda, which was a compilation of unreleased material, not so much a studio album. And Nebworth 1 and 2, which were kind of their last really big shows. They did another tour in 1980. Which we'll get to this year, of course. But it's not, there was no huge shows like say Tampa Arena, some of the LA shows that they did, Madison Square Gardens. There was nothing like that in the 1980 tour. So Nebworth was their last big shows. In August, it was 20 years since Page and Plant recorded Unleaded, which is to say 20 years since Jimmy Page and Robert Plant reunited in a new band. But they, of course, they did all the old Zeppelin material, and that's the thing we've been waiting for ever since, really. But no such luck. And in October, we saw the anniversary of the release of Zuma, which was 15 years old, and Honey Drippers, which was 30 years old, this past October. A couple of books came out in the fall. Fall is the common time for books because the run up to Christmas. We had Robert Plant's The Voice That Sailed the Zeppelin. Going through my end of year stats today on Google AdSense for the blogs and Amazon, I noticed two people bought The Voice That Sailed the Zeppelin through the website, through ramblonradio.com on Amazon. So if you did that, thank you. I appreciate it. So there was the box set. Somebody bought the box sets. I suspect one person bought all the box sets in a link up through me. But it may be different people bought, but it was kind of one of each box set was bought as well. Grand total of $8, I think I made, by the way. I'm not getting rich off this. But thank you. Thank you for going that route, because it doesn't cost you any extra, and it drops a few pennies in the jar here. And, you know, hey, 7-8 years, I get that check for $100. I can spend some money. Is what happens. It probably takes about 8 years. Yeah. And I imagine after this year, it won't be so lucrative because there won't be re-releases to sell. But anyway, one thing's for sure, I'm not doing this gig for the money. Like I say, having totaled my ins and outs for the blogs, the websites, and this, you know, because I have ads on the blogs, Revenue Canada will insist that I claim that money. So therefore, I also claim expenses. I wouldn't bother if you know, you're just trying to get the ads to do a little less. You know, maybe. Hopefully, sooner or later, it would pay for itself. It never has, but you know, they will insist that you claim it, so I will insist on getting my expenses, any legitimate expenses. I don't pad it or anything. I'm fairly legitimate. But if I go out and buy a Led Zeppelin CD, which I'm going to talk about here and write about on the blog, you know, then that's a legitimate expense, and that's, I do that. Anyway, that's, you know, I don't know why I got off on that tangent. So the other one was Glenn John's Sound Man. I raved about it. I bought it for a couple of people at Christmas even. I did notice on, FBO for badge holders only, a couple of people didn't like it very much, which surprised me. I thought it was an excellent book. It was just a good, easy read, and he has lots of, you know, I did this, I did that, worked on this, worked on that, how basically, you know, he moved around and did this and that. Yes, there was not a lot of stories of, I guess, but I just felt that, you know, those stories are all kind of out there anyway. There was nothing he could add to it, really, was there? You know, I really enjoyed the Glenn Johns book. Others not so much. Buy it with that in mind, I guess, if you're going to buy it. And also in November, we're looking at 5 years since Them Crooked Vultures was released. That was kind of the last big thing we talked about. So that was the year that passed. That was the year that was. I have to tell you the truth, I thought this was going to be a longer podcast than it's turning out to be. But I'm just kind of blowing through this stuff fairly quickly here. I should slow down, drink that whiskey. Slow things down. Mm. Anyway, so looking forward, 2015. Obviously, there's the remasters. We don't know what's going to happen going forward dates-wise on that. But it sounds like... and no, Jimmy, this is not me telling you what you're doing, but it sounds like from the stuff you pick up, from stuff that Jimmy said, that they'll be done by the end of this year. I'm anticipating myself, February Physical Graffiti, that sounds like it's not been announced, but that sounds like it's a go. It's going to be on the 40th anniversary of Physical Graffiti at the end of February. And February is going to be on this blog Physical Graffiti Month. Assuming the remasters are coming out, I will spend the first 3 weeks kind of going, oh, I'll do side one, or album one, album two, and then we'll talk about the album as a whole, and then we'll talk about the remasters. That'll be 4 weeks. That's my plan as it stands now. As well in February is the 15 years since the release of Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes album on February 29, which I don't believe there is a February 29 this year, so we may just miss that one. We may blow past it and not notice it. But, yeah, I'm just noticing that now. That was a leap year, I guess, 15 years ago. No? What's wrong with that picture? Yeah? I don't know, it would be... 2000, wouldn't it? Yeah, it'd be 2000. 15 years ago, it'd be 2000. Yeah, I'm still working. I'm working out the math in my head here and doing not going good. I'm still thinking fours. So yeah, 2000 was a leap year. So February 29. Okay. So maybe we'll wait till next year to celebrate the 4th anniversary of that release. Oh, I gotta write that down in my thing. Also, we'll be looking at the last tour. 35 years ago, this year was the final tour, as we just talked about, through June and July through Europe. And I will talk about that in some detail, I suspect, in June and July. And the last ever Led Zeppelin concert with John Bonham was July 7, 1980, 35 years ago. And definitely we'll talk about that in some detail. I will pull out, there is a audio of those, and I will probably even play some audio from it, which I don't normally do. I don't see me not covering that and something along that vein. Having said that, I'll forget about it by then. But that I said, that I said to, but yeah, I just thinking about it, that probably makes sense to play some actual audio from that that concert for you and all. And on in October, we got the release of 3, 45 years since the release of Led Zeppelin 3, which was October 4, 1970. And of course, on November 21st, we have 20 years since Peter Grant died. And I will definitely be talking about that in some detail in November. So that's the up and coming. That's what's going to happen in 2015 here on Ramble On Radio. Hopefully we can blow off another 40 or 50, 40 or 45 episodes. Have it in the groove and just keep pushing through them. Hopefully that's how it'll work. Love to do 50. I suspect 40 is probably the realistic number over the course of a year. So, yeah, and that's what we got to look forward to this year. So I hope you'll stick with me and enjoy it. I've certainly enjoyed doing this. So Happy New Year to everybody. And that's it for Ramble On Radio, episode 82. Check RambleOnRadio.com for notes on this week's podcast, Led Zeppelin news and reviews, and any links mentioned in today's podcast. Follow Ramble On Radio on Facebook, Google+, and at Ramble On Blog on Twitter. You can subscribe to Ramble On Radio through iTunes. Don't forget to leave a review. Listen on Spreaker, Spreaker, and be sure to follow Ramble On Radio on Spreaker. And check it out at Ramble On Radio on YouTube, where this week only, it'll be in two separate parts, I believe. There'll be an 82A and B, because we had that problem in the middle. Instead of farting around with putting it together and stuff, I'll probably just upload the two separately. And go from there. So thanks for listening to Ramble On Radio, episode 82. Keep it coolin', babies.
I'm sure there'll be internet forums telling me what I'm doing.
Switch off the internet.